Oh my goodness, okay. I packed way more stuff than I needed to. But it's fine, it's fine. Better to have it and not need it and all that, right? Right. Oh man, gonna be living on my own for the first time. Well, I say on my own, but obviously I'll have a roommate with me. But still, mostly alone. The responsibility of adult life beckons. How exciting! Let's just hope I don't crash and burn. Oh man, I definitely didn't need to pack this sweater. Or these stockings. But they look cute, so screw it. It was totally worth it. That the front door opening? Oh, he's already here. Well, I guess I better go say hi. Hello. Huh? Wait, a girl? Hey, you're sure this is your room, right? Oh. Yeah, I guess it would have to be since your key worked on the door and all. Yeah, I'm your roommate. This is my room. I only got here just about an hour ago. That's odd. Why would they pair you with a guy? I was pretty sure they separated rooms by gender. Unless. Oh. Oh no, did they pair me with you because they thought I was a girl? Oh, they probably saw my name and profile picture and just assumed I was female without even checking any of the other details. Oh my gosh, that would actually explain so much. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm a boy. Isn't it obvious that I am, in fact, a manly man? It's okay, you're not the first, and you most certainly will not be the last. But that aside, since we're gonna be roomies, what's your name? Oh, can you tell me how to spell that? I'd like to get your contact information later, if you don't mind. It would probably help if we would be able to communicate with one another. Okay. Maybe after we finish unpacking, I can give you my number. Sound good? Great! Oh, right, how rude of me. I didn't even give you my name. I'm Claudia. It's nice to meet you. Roomie? Yes, that's Claudia. And if you need me to send you a selfie for my contact info, I got you. Anyway, do you need any help bringing your stuff in? Oh, it's no trouble at all. I may not look it, but I'm actually pretty strong. What do you need brought in? I can carry it for you. Heavy schmevy, let me be the judge of that. Let me just really quickly. I need to put on my cozy hoodie. Yeah, this right here is my cozy hoodie. It's cozy, as the name implies. It's warm, it flops all the way down to my knees. I always need to wear it whenever I go outside, or just for wearing around the house. Dude, have you never tried that? Just putting a hoodie on with maybe some underwear and nothing else? It's very cozy. I very much recommend it. It's kind of embarrassing at first, but then that all goes away when you realize, holy crap, I can move my legs while I'm sitting down. Anyway, I'm all cozied up now. Let's get to lifting. Don't worry, I can see just fine despite the fact that the hood is draped almost completely over my face. I've done this dozens of times. Lead on. Oh, okay. Just a few bags, nothing too bad. Let me just. There we go. What? Why do you look so shocked? Yeah, I can carry these bags by myself. It's no biggie. Come on, let's bring these suckers in. They're just begging to be unpacked. Sorry. Can't really see the door, though. Could you let me in, please? Ah! Whew! There we go. Thank you. Here you go. Blah. Okay. I would offer to help you unpack too, but that would be kind of creepy. So instead, I'll go back to unpacking my own stuff. I'll see you around, okay? Don't forget about my contact info. Huh? Oh, thank you. I'm glad you were impressed by that. Yeah, I'm stronger than I look, like I said. Happy to help out. It was nice to meet you, Rumi. And with that, Claudia out! Oh no, my roommate is hot! Okay, Calm down. Having a hot roommate can be a very, very good thing. Or it can lead to me doing something very, very dumb. Okay, it's okay. She may be hot, but so are you, I think. Maybe? Maybe I can try some gentle flirting or something and see how that goes? I just hope we get along. For all I know, my roomie could be a total ass and just seemed really nice during our first meeting. But I don't know, I didn't really get that vibe from our first encounter. I think it'll be okay. Oh, is she cooking something? It smells really good. Hey, what you cooking? Just spaghetti? Smells really good. It must be that sauce you've got bubbling on the stove. Ooh, that is a good-looking sauce. Can I have some? Please, it looks really yummy and I haven't eaten anything all day. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'll pay you back, I promise. Oh, I'm just leaning on the back of this chair while I watch. Don't mind me. In fact, you could take this time to tell me your number. I've got my phone right here. Yeah, I'm being serious. Tell me now. I'll punch it in and send a text message. Hold on, not so fast. Can you repeat that? Okay, that's a lot of threes. Sending a text message. Ba-deep. Nice. Here, I'll take a selfie right now so you can use it as my contact photo. Say cheese! Ha ha! Now my photo is going to be me flashing a winky peace sign with you making spaghetti in the background. Perfect! So, what brings you to this part of the world, Rumi? I mean, why'd you move in? Is it work? Is it education? Is it a guy? Is this the part when you tell me you're not into guys? Oh, okay. Well, if that was the case, it certainly wouldn't have been the first time. I think girls are pretty cute, but I'm sure nothing about my wardrobe gave that away. But you didn't answer my question. It's for work? Oh, boo. And here I thought it was something actually interesting, like a secret romance. I'm kidding. That's cool. Where do you work? What do you do? Oh, wow. That is actually pretty impressive. I can definitely see why you wanted to have a place to yourself for that. Managing everything while living with a ton of other people would definitely be a pain in the butt. Me? Hey, wait, if you're gonna add garlic powder to the sauce, can I take a small portion out now before you do? Yeah, I'm allergic to garlic. So, please, can I take a portion out if it's ready? Okay, thank you. Let me just... Bop, bop, bop. Okay. I'ma just add little cheese chunks onto this.
I love it. It's so tasty. You're a pretty good sauce maker, Bruno. And I'm not trying to blow you up. I really mean it. But what if it was a bit?
Yeah, don't talk with your mouth closed. No, I wasn't trying to butter you up. I really mean it. But what if it was working? A little bit? Okay, I'll take it. Oh, right.
Yeah, as I was saying, yeah, I've learned nothing. I moved out here to get away from my family.
For one, I've been relying on them too much to do basically everything for me for too long. I decided I'm an adult now, and I'm more capable of doing things on my own. So I moved out, and I moved really far away to make sure I'd have to rely on myself. I'm also interning at a studio nearby. I want to be a game designer, so I'm taking a course in UI design while also part-timing at a maid cafe. Yep, I'll have you know I'm a very good maid.
Welcome home, master.
Ah, I made you blush. Aw, oh, that was cute. Aw. that might seem a little strange because of the stereotypes surrounding it, but at the heart of everything, I'm just a waiter that wears a maid's dress and calls people master. It pays well, and so many of the people are really nice. Plus, it's always so funny seeing people's face when they can't figure out if I'm a guy or a girl. And a lot of the customers are really sweet to me. I have quite the list of regulars. Anyway, thanks for the meal, Rumi. You did a great job. And thanks for the talk. It was nice to get to know you a little more. Remember to update my contact info, okay? Okay. Enjoy your meal.
Late night. Urge to pee. I hate it. God. I hate being this thirsty, too. But I just gotta deal with it until the morning. I think getting a drink now will only make things worse.
Well, my roommate is lucky I won't accidentally blind her by turning the lights on late at night. Huh? Wait, is that... Oh my goodness, did she actually fall asleep on the couch? Why, dude, you have your own bed.
Hey, Rumi, are you asleep? You look asleep. Are you really asleep?
Dang it, I'm so thirsty. And she smells really good.
Hey, I'm really sorry about this, but I need to ask another favor of you. I promise you won't even be able to tell the difference, but I'm gonna need to nibble on your shoulder a little bit, okay?
No, I shouldn't. Not while she's asleep like this.
But I'm going to need you to promise me you won't sleep out on the couch like this again, okay? Because it's really, really hard for me to control myself when you pull stunts like this. For now... I'll carry you into your own room, alright? I'll tell you all about it when you wake up. Okay. You're nice and cozy now. Well, sweet dreams.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you fell asleep on the couch last night. I found you crashed there and carried you back to bed myself. Oh, it's no bother. You're not heavy for me at all. Yeah, carrying you was really easy. But, hey, could you do me a favor? Please don't crash on the couch like that again, okay? I'm worried about you if you keep doing that. You're having trouble falling asleep? I'm sorry to hear that, really, but just trust me, okay? It would really be better for both of our sakes if you slept in your own room. Sorry, I didn't mean for that to sound so ominous. I just might worry too much. You might end up getting all kinds of cramps if you sleep on the couch. Plus, I might not realize you're there in the morning, and I might accidentally end up sitting on you while I'm in my cozy sweater or something. And neither of us wants that.
Yet.
Just use your own bed in your own room, okay? Okay, thank you. So, what do you want for breakfast? I'll make us both something. Yeah, it's fine. I have to go to my internship in an hour, but I can still make some food for us. Oh, don't worry about me staining my uniform. I'll be really careful. Although, on a side note... Take this moment not to revel in the glory of my work suit. This is the only time you'll ever see me wear something even remotely masculine. Give me a minute. You just sit tight. There you go. Breakfast is served piping hot. Hope your standards aren't all that high, though. I'm not the best cook. I like a lot of my food raw. Hey, I'm going into game design, man. Perishable food items like ramen comes with the territory. No, I will never make you a ramen breakfast. It was just the first thing that came to mind.
But I can tell you one thing. While my culinary skills may not pay the bills, I cook with the most important ingredient of all. Can you guess what it is? That's right. It's patience. I know how to wait for the right moment. You totally thought I was gonna say love, weren't you? Well, making something with love is really important. Things like food always taste better when you can tell whoever made it put real effort into it. It's just like a sort of vibe it ends up getting, you know? Anyway, I'ma head off to work now. You enjoy your meal, okay? See you when I get back. Bye. Hey, I'd like to come in. Can I come in? Well, I know the door is open, but can you, like, say I can come in? That way I know I can come in. Okay, thank you. I'm coming in. Hey, I'm gonna belly flop onto the couch. What you doing? Nothing? Then, can I ask you to do something for me? Would you mind braiding my hair for me? I'm just in a braid mood right now. Oh, thank you. Here, I'll set up for you. Careful, don't pull too hard. My hairs are a little sensitive. Oh, wait, I never asked. Do you even know how to okay, just making sure. You have really soft hands. This feels nice. I have soft hair? Oh, thank you. I use Misty Perfect branded stuff. It keeps my head nice and floofy. Yeah, it's a brand for girls. But as far as my skin and hair cares, I barely qualify as a dude anyway. So it's all good. Yeah, well, you never know when you're gonna have your head pet. It's always a good idea to keep it nice and fluffy in case anyone wants to run their fingers through it. Friends, family, cute girls, roommates, or myself, for that matter. Yes, I pet my own head sometimes. I spend a lot of money on maintaining my hair. I have a right to run my dainty little fingers through it. So, how's the fort been holding down while I've been gone? Yeah, you know, over the past few months, you've had the place to yourself a lot whenever I'm working. Have you ever thought about getting a pet to keep you company while I'm working? Or do you ever, like, wallow in a corner and think about how much you miss me? What do you even do when I'm gone? Things? Ooh, things. Sounds fun. What kind of things? Hello? All right, then. Keep your secrets. You know, you're really cute when you blush like that. No, really, has anyone ever told you that before? From this angle, you look so adorable. The way your hair kind of covers your face, now the blush fills your cheeks. It's so charming in its own way. You don't have a partner, right? Wait, oh my gosh, now that I think about it, I've never even seen you bring anyone home before. You're not even going on any dates right now, are you? Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was a sore subject for you. Sorry. If it makes you feel any better, I don't really have anyone I'm with either. And I'm nowhere near brave enough to tell her how I feel yet. But hey, I'm not ashamed. I'm happy with the person I am today. And you can be too. Hey, my mom once said something to me that I'll never forget. Claudia, if there's one thing I've learned in these centuries I've been alive, is that people like us tend to lead a long life that's full of loneliness. But it doesn't mean that we need someone by our side to be able to love ourselves. They can bring warmth into our life, but we can bring warmth into our own life too. What she means is, lovesickness hurts. A lot. But that being said, we can still learn how to be okay with how we are as a person despite that. Does that make any sense? Nah,
Here I go, preaching nonsense to your ear when this was just supposed to be a hair braiding session. Sorry. Can you keep going, please? I meant what I said, though. Life isn't as long as you think it is. Might as well try to figure out how to spend some of it with our heads up high. Well, that's my two cents. Do with it what you will. Take it all to heart and try to change your ways, or completely ignore me and grab a cola or something. I don't know what you like to drink when you want to forget a conversation you just had. Me? Personally, I like to drink raspberry fruit punch. I don't know, something about it just gives me amnesia, man. It must have something to do with childhood trauma I can't remember. What an enigma. Anyway, both of us are single. What a coinkadink. Wanna go out sometime? kidding, I'm sorry, that won't happen again. Hold on, let me get my phone out. Selfie! Wow, you made me look so cute! Thanks, Rumi, I owe you one for this. I'm gonna go to my room now and get into something more comfy now. See you when I see you, okay? Oh my god, I'm either about to be stabbed to death in the shower or my roommate forgot how to knock before unlocking. Hey, what you doing in here, Rumi? In case you haven't noticed, I'm taking a shower. You should probably wait your turn. Unless you wanted to come in with me? Cause, like, I guess I wouldn't mind too much, but you'll have to give me a second to let me move my stool. What am I doing here? Dude, I literally just told you. Getting naked and washing myself, that's how showers work, last I checked. I mean, I guess I can't blame you for not really hearing me in here. I was being pretty quiet. The misty setting on the shower head's pretty sneaky, it barely makes any noise. Hey, speaking of which, good call getting a flexible shower head installed. Cause I was sort of wondering where it came from, but it must have been you. It's great, it works better than the static wall-mounted one that we started with. hey, Rumi? My eyes are up here? Hello? Hi. Jeez, you're acting like you've never seen a dick before. Did you forget that I'm a boy underneath all those dresses and stockings? Well, could you, turn around? I'd like to grab a towel to dry myself off. Thank you. Just give me a second. There. You can look now. Shower's all yours. Go right ahead. I was basically all done anyway. Huh? Oh, you don't need to apologize. It's no big deal. Just make sure you knock next time, okay? Or maybe I should just be louder in the shower. That could work too. Or maybe I could just lock the door. That would make the most sense. Anyway, bye! Oh my goodness. Hey, Rumi. What if I told you about sleeping on the couch? You really shouldn't. Are you having trouble sleeping again? Well, sleeping on a lumpy couch isn't gonna make it any easier for you. A bed was designed to be slept in, a couch wasn't. Please, you know I can't have you sleeping out here in the middle of the night. Okay. Alright then. Come on. Let's get you to your room. I'll help you fall asleep. Impressed I can carry you? But why? You've seen me lift boxes twice your size. You already know I'm incredibly strong, silly. Anyway, here, lay down and get comfy. There you go. You feeling sleepy yet? No? Well, time to take emergency measures then. Scoot over. I'll lay down next to you. It's fine. I've heard you can literally fall asleep by staring into someone's eyes or something, so just move over and lay on your side. Let me just... This doesn't feel too great. Hold on, let me throw my shirt away. There we go. Rumi. Earth to Rumi. I'm a guy, remember? No need to avert your eyes, silly. Anyway. Now. You just stare into my eyes, okay? Look really deep into them. And let your mind wander. Oh, it's not weird at all. Just let yourself get lost in them. Okay? It's like... low-key hypnosis, I guess. So, what's this all about? Why can't you sleep? You don't know? Okay. Could be a lot of things. I'm no expert, but... maybe this will help. What is this? A hug! Can't you tell? I'm hugging you. Did you hate it? You want another one? Sure thing. Tomorrow you have off, right? Okay. So we can take our time with this. Don't think too hard about it, okay? Just clear your head, cutie. You're welcome. I don't mind helping out. Heck, I had trouble adjusting to sleeping in a bed for the longest time, too. But if I could do it, you certainly can. Huh? What is it? You just mumbled something. What's up? Hey, I want to hear it. What did you say? Okay, I promise I won't think it's weird. What did you say? You sort of want to kiss me? Kiss me? Wow, really? Hey, no, I'm not teasing, not at all. I'm kind of just taking it in because, well, I've wanted to ask you if I can kiss you for a while now. Then, what are you waiting for? You don't know where to start? That's okay. Here, put your hands on my shoulders and pull me a little closer to you. Oh, that was really exciting. Good girl. Now, take your hand and brush my bangs away from my face. I'm telling you, that's just the best way to hype someone up. And it's super cute. There. Now look at me. Wrap your other arm around behind me.
Good, just like that. And, well, I'm sure you can figure out the rest. Perfect. That was perfect. You think you like me? You're not just saying that because of the kiss, right? That's good. See? You're not bad at this at all. You know what I think would be really good, though? If you grabbed my wrists. Yeah. And then just eased me onto my back. Yeah. That's perfect. Just lay on top of me. Huh? Oh, whoa, hey, are you okay? Did you hurt yourself? Oh, you might have pricked your tongue. Yeah, that makes sense. Here, stick your tongue out for a second. No, you're okay. You probably just happened to brush my fangs a bit, but you're not injured at all. Hmm? Yeah, my fangs in my mouth.
These things?
Why do you look so shocked? Yeah, of course I have fangs. All vampires have fangs, don't you know that? Huh? What's that look for? Yeah, I'm a vampire. Well, half vampire on my mom's side. Why are you acting like this is such a big deal? What? Wait, did you seriously have no idea? I thought you knew. Bro, why do you think I always need you to invite me inside the house? And why do you think I'm able to lift so much heavy stuff without breaking a sweat? I thought you could tell. Oh. You know, the fact that you didn't know this entire time suddenly explains a lot of your behavior over the past few months. Well, surprise, I guess. Jeez, I really thought you knew this whole time. Whoa, hey, it's okay, Rumi, I promise you're not in any danger. I have no intention of hurting you. I'll admit, I was tempted to drink your blood a few times since you smell so enticing, but I'm trying to stay away from your blood for as long as I can. Well, I'm a half vampire, meaning I don't need to drink blood. But drinking it is really pleasing. I'm also not deathly allergic to garlic, but I really can't and shouldn't eat it. And the sun won't kill me, but it's gonna burn me pretty fierce if I stay out for more than too long. Other than that, I'm basically a normal human, who happens to be able to see in the dark and lift several hundred pounds of weight with ease. I still love living in the human world. I just need to take a few precautions to do so. Hey, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to shock you like this. I thought you already knew. Does this change how you feel about me? A little bit? Oh. Okay. Then maybe I should just... Huh? You're taking my hand... You really had me scared for a second there. I was ready to go into my room and cry. Thank you, though. And I guess now is probably a good time to tell you something. I sort of have feelings for you, too. Move your hand down lower. Grip my waist. Yeah, like that. Maybe we should go out sometime then. Like, properly, on a date. Go somewhere. Spend some time together. How does that sound? Sounds good? Glad to hear it. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, if you keep doing that, I don't think you'll be getting any sleep tonight. You don't mind? Are you sure? Okay, then get on top of me again. Yeah, push me onto my back. Do what you want. I'll follow your lead. Really, go for it. On the neck. Oh my god. That sends shivers down my body. Oh, that feels so good. Crap, Rumi. You're turning me on like this. No, you can keep going. You can move lower. It's fine. You've seen me naked before, Rumi. Don't look so shocked. It's just a penis. It's not that impressive. Do you like it? You can touch it if you want. Yeah. With your hands or your mouth or whatever you want. You don't know how? Me neither, honestly, but it should feel nice, whatever you choose to do. Don't think too hard. Just be gentle. Yeah, you're doing good. Huh? Of course it's okay, babe. Too soon? Okay. So baby is off the table, but giving head is perfectly fine. Okay. Alright. Oh, well, this feels amazing. Oh my gosh. Oh, I feel like I'm floating. Oh, I feel like I'm literally floating. Oh, whoa, that caught me off guard. Oh. Oh. Oh, it feels good. But I don't know, something's missing. Huh? You're taking off your shirt? Oh. Oh. Yeah. That'll do it. Wow. Oh, you're treating me so good right now. Oh my gosh, you're so good at this. What? Yeah. It's my first time. Didn't I already say that? Look, just because I'm effectively immortal doesn't mean
I get head often. Or at all. Okay? I'm not an old vampire. I'm the same age as you. You're just lucky you're the one on top right now. Because it was me, I'd be too distracted by your heart rate picking up. And then I'd probably nom on you. That sounds hot. You! Oh, what's this feeling? Oh my god. Oh, it feels good. Oh, it feels really good. I can barely stand this. Why does it feel so... so... That's why. I think I completely ruined your face. Sorry. It's not a bad look for you, though. Here, hold on. Let me grab the paper towels from the kitchen. Then we should wash off the rest in the shower, okay? Don't move. I'll be right back. And don't touch your face. And, Rumi? That was fun. For a beginner, you did really good. Okay, be right back. Here, hold still. Let me wash you off. So, we still on for that date later, or... Okay. I just wasn't sure if it was a heat of the moment thing, and you wanted this to be a quick hookup, or... Well, it's like... We started off kind of weird. You know... Before we even became a thing, we've already been living together for months, seen each other naked, and... One of us received a very good sucking from the other. No, you did good. I enjoyed it. Like, a lot. A lot. But at the same time, this seems like a lot for just crushes, you know? Maybe we're going a bit too fast. Then we can slow down a bit? Okay, yeah. Let's go at our own pace. Do whatever seems natural to us, then. Sound good? Okay. I love you. And, sorry again for the whole surprise vampire reveal. I promise I won't drink your blood, though. Not without consent, anyway. Just to... Get used to inviting me inside constantly, okay? And don't cook anything with garlic while I'm around, and please don't stab me through the heart with a wooden stake. That would be peachy. Okay. Glad we got that settled. You're a lucky girl. Who else gets to brag that they have an adorable vampire as their femme boyfriend? Okay, fine. As their boyfriend. And, after we get to know each other a little bit more... I wouldn't mind a round two. Maybe this time we could try something else. Looking forward to it. You'll treat me really well, right? Yeah, I'm kind of a huge bottom with dumb tendencies, to be honest. So the thought of having a loving girlfriend on top of me just gives me butterflies. It's not just one-sided, though. Don't worry. I promise you'll get lots of love, too. I'll be sure of it. Not just in the throes of passion. I mean in our relationship. You can be sure of that. Promise? Okay. I promise.